At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Rasmus Dahlin, the captain, joining us here. And Rasmus, we were just talking. It didn't seem like a bad period at all for you guys. I thought you guys are using your speed well. You got a lot of good chances. The goal was a bad bounce. It hit Alex Tuck, goes up in the air, and winds up in your net. How did you feel the overall period went?
Yeah, we're on the right side of this game. We were playing the right way. I think we have this game right now. We just got to continue to work, and our bounces will come. It's just an unlucky bounce.
I was going to say, how can you maybe get a puck past Allen now? You're getting the chances. How do you now get one past him?
I've got to take care of the puck a little bit more. We're playing fast, but it's a little bit sloppy through the neutral zone and also in the D zone. We got to get puck low and then hold on to it, make a play, and then get pucks to the net. And obviously, if we get a power play, we got to score on that too.
Got to be proud of Tage Thompson, the way he took care of that. He probably looked at it, guys, you can step in for me, but I'm going to take care of my own business. And you can tell he wanted to. You had to be proud of him.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. He's a nail gun. He's not fun to fight against, that's for sure. We talked about it before the game. He didn't want anyone to do it. He wanted to do it himself, and a lot of respect for that. That's big.
And you guys have done much better with that too. After it all happened.
Last year?
Yeah, I mean, since then, you guys have taken care of business since that's happened. You guys have gotten much better at it.
Yeah, that situation was embarrassing. That's never going to happen again.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.